Remember that studying Vedas are not just like studying a chemistry book or anything. It has got so many rules. You should not study Veda on the Pradhama, the new moon day, Jatadurdashi day. You should not study Vedas after 12 o'clock. You should not study Vedas during eclipse or torrential rain or thunderbolt or when the king or the family members of the king expired or national mourning days. You have to avoid reading and studying Vedas. These conditions are given in Dharma Shastra. How to study Veda, when to study, why to study, who should study, from whom it should be studied. These are all given. But Veda mantras have got two effect. One, chanting effect, music therapeutical effect. As you may be knowing that NAT, New Age Therapy, NAT, Veda mantras are used. When I visited Houston lab 2 years back, one of the senior scientists from NASA was telling me that many computers in NASA, many individuals, I mean scientists working in NASA, they listen to Veda mantras while doing the work. When I happened to go to New York, I found Dr. George Martin, who is the MD of a cardiac surgical center. He told that in every room in his hospital, Veda mantra chanting is being played. So Veda mantra, when you listen that, it has got an effect. It can be told as neuro-linguistic effect. When you listen to Veda mantras closing your eyes and concentrating, it appears that about 2 dozens of curative chemicals are produced in the brain. Curative chemicals means the hormones which are produced in the brain when you listen to an excellent music or Veda mantra, and these hormones are responsible for maintaining the brain waves in the perfect condition. 13.8 cycles per second, 13.8 CPS, and the heartbeat can be maintained normally, the blood pressure, the cholesterol level, the adrenaline level. These are all due to the production of curative chemicals in the brain, which gives a soothing curative effect for the body. So when you listen to the Veda mantra, even though you do not know the meaning of that, the mere chanting itself can give you a mental and physical positive change. Similar example. Namaste Rudramanya Bhagavato Taishave Namaha. Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bhagubhyam Tate Namaha. Yatayushu Shivatama Shivam Babuvate Danaho Shiva Sharavya Yatavataya Norudra Mradaya. When you continuously listen to Veda mantra, the whole body undergoes spontaneous resting. So we thought in Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage, we have to make available all the 4 Vedas. In fact, it is 5 Veda, Rig Veda, Shukla Yajurveda, Krishna Yajurveda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. So digitalized Veda mantras are available. We used to tell everybody, whether he is a Hindu, Christian, Muslim or leftist or rightist or anybody, every day morning and evening you play this CD so that you can listen that for about half an hour and you will become an entirely different person. Not because of spirituality or the blessings of the God, but the neuro-linguistic effect of that. So the mantra chanting itself can give you an extremely positive result in the body and mind. It shows that Vedas are scientific then, even without knowing the meaning. That is important. Then one person has asked me a question without knowing the meaning, what is the use of studying Vedas or listening to Vedas. You know that when you are from India and you listen to the song from Titanic music, Titanic movie, you will be getting an entirely thrilled experience in the mind. Even an American can enjoy many of the Hindi songs. And like this, anyone belonging to any caste, creed, religion, country, linguistic background, if they listen to a good song, they can enjoy even without knowing the meaning. Exactly like that, it is known as the neuro-linguistic effect. Now suppose you know the meaning also. You know the meaning also. I used to tell to many people, very many people I used to inform that when you listen to a song, you enjoy that. Sometimes you feel like crying. Sometimes you feel like laughing. Sometimes you will get consolation by listening to that song. How you get that feeling of crying? You may be feeling like crying or laughing if and only if you know the meaning of that song. Exactly like that. When I chant a mantra, you will definitely feel thrilled. I repeat what I said earlier. A mantra. Sangachatvam samvadatvam samvomana amsi janata deva bhagam yada purve sanjanana upasade samano mantra samiti samani samana manasah cittamesham samanam mantram abhimantra eva samanena voha vishajuhomi samani va aku udhi samana hridayani vaha samanamastu omano yada avasu sahasati. This is known as the mantra of unity, Aikamatya Sukta. You could not understand any meaning. But suppose you are listening to this same mantra in a stereo system with a digitalized voice, you will feel the thrilling experience of that. It's a neuro-linguistic effect. Now suppose you know the meaning also. That will become a prayer, not merely listening. It will become a prayer. So Veda mantras have got two type of effect. One neuro-linguistic effect if you are listening to that without knowing the meaning. If you know the meaning, it is known as psycholinguistic effect. That will be psychologically affecting you. Psychologically, when it affects you, you will feel like following that, adopting that, practicing that. That is what I told you. It is the messages. From the Vedas, we get the messages. From the Vedas, we get the guidance. From the Vedas, we get the direction. From the Vedas, we get the real blessing directions for elevating the mind, elevating the body, elevating the family relation, elevating the social bondage, elevating the national integration, and also human relation from wheresoever they belong. This is the ultimate aim of Vedas. Elevating the mind, body, family, society, nation and human race. And Veda mantras. Many people used to ask me another question. Only Brahmins can read the Vedas, chant the Vedas, listen to the Vedas? Nothing like that. Absolutely nowhere it is told. I shall give you one Dharma Shastra message. Janmanal Jayate Martya. By birth, we are all ordinary human beings. Karmanal Jayate Dvija. By opting for a work profession, nowadays you will be known based on that profession. Is it not? When you have taken a medical degree, you will be known as a doctor. When you have taken a legal degree, you will be known as advocate. When you have taken a chartered accountant, you will be known as chartered accountant, a clerk, a pun, a security officer, and head clerk, director, manager, assistant manager. So many names are there based purely on the profession. So Janmanal Jayate Martya, by birth you are ordinary human being, and by profession you are opting for a second birth. Second birth means second lifestyle, I will say. Brahmajnanena eva brahmana. Anyone who has studied Vedas, anyone who could understand the meaning and messages of the Vedas, that particular person is known as brahmana. Not that brahmana should read the Vedas, it is the reverse in fact. Brahmajnanena eva brahmana. Kevalam yaha manushyaha brahmajnanam praapnoti sa eva brahmana iti namna jnatavyam jnatavan. Very clear, no doubt about it at all. So many superstitions and wrong messages are being crept into certain type of practices in the life. Anyone can study Veda Mantra, anyone can, but the problem is that studying Vedas, it is not that easy. 10 Shrutis are there. Udattam, Anudattam, Svaritam, Revam, Hraswam, Pracheyam, Anunasika, Kambam, Dirga Kambam, Plutam. It is not that easy. Say for example, Apsume Somo Apravida Yadandar Vishwa Nibheshajaha Agnincha Vishwashambhuvam Apascha Vishwabheshajihi Apapranida Veshajam Varudam Tanve. Mama Yokcha Suryam Indrase. This type of Shruti is there, musical tone to be incorporated in between the letters. Musical tone to be incorporated in between the letters of Veda Mantra, that can be learned if you start from the earlier days, I mean from your childhood. When you are matured, it is difficult for you to understand the real meaning of that, I mean meaning of chanting that particular tone. If the tone changes, the meaning also will change. Just like we say, if the comma changes, sometimes the message of the total line will be changing. So I want to convey you the message that anybody can learn Veda, study Veda, provided he has got that tolerance limit, patience, capacity, devotion, dedication and sincerity to systematically and customatically study that in its literal sense. Otherwise the meaning and messages will go wrong. And the real aim, the motto, the goal of studying Vedas will not be fulfilled. So my message to you, instead of trying to study Vedas, continuously listen Vedas. Listen as many hours as possible. That is the best thing. I tell this not because you are a non-Brahmin. I would like to tell one point. In Trivandrum, many people have studied Veda, they chant Veda, including Muslims and Christians. Nothing happened to them, nothing will happen to them. Veda Mantra should be chanted after studying that from the Guru. We say Guru Mukhena Sadhitavyam. Why we say that when it should be learned from a teacher? Because if you are learning, if you are trying to understand the tone, the Shruti of Veda from a cassette recorder or CD player, many of the Shrutis will not be clear for you. They will be chanting it in a fantastic speed. You will not understand where Udattam comes, where Anudattam comes, where Swaritam Apswa Andar Nishitasyo. You may not even understand where this Udattam comes, Apswa. You will not understand, because when they chant, they may be going in a little faster way. Abhi mama kya. So you will not take that corrected time duration needed for going down, going up and then becoming straight. That is why from a teacher, if you are studying, there will not be any confusion for you. So it should not be studied by from CDs or cassettes. It should be studied from the teacher. And from the teacher only you will be knowing the rituals and the customs to be practiced for studying Vedas and practicing Vedas. Why, what, when, where, who, whom, how. Vedas should be chanted, should not be chanted. Why, what, when, where, who, whom, how Vedas should be chanted or Vedas should not be chanted. That can be understood only from that. So the Veda mantras, as I told you as a summing up, more than 200 rishis composed it. Veda Vyasa divided that into four classes. Rigveda gives you Jnana Kanda, absolute knowledge. Yajurveda Karma Kanda, connected with the Yagas and Yajna, Sama Veda, enchanting through the music, Sama Gana, and Atharva Veda, directly giving the messages. One more message I will give you. Remember that when I say Rigveda, Rigveda has got 25 branches. The word branch is wrong. Still I used branches because in Sanskrit it is told Shagha. Shagha means branches. But in Veda, Shagha means recension. Recension. Rigveda has got 25 recensions known in the name of the particular Veda Mantra Drashtara Rishi. Say for example, Rigveda Shakala Shaka. Some words, some mantras, some lines, some arrangements are done in a particular way in Shakala Shaka. Shakala Rigveda Shaka. In Bhaskala Shaka, another way of presentation is done. Say for example, in Shakala Shaka, Bahubhyam Namadhi Sampadatraihi Dhyava Pradivijanayandevayega. But in Bhaskala Shaka, instead of Bahubhyam, Hastabhyam is written. Same meaning, no difference, but the word changes. So, Shakala Shaka, Bhaskala Shaka, Sankhyayana Shaka, Kaushitaki Shaka, like this 25 Shaka, Srishansans are there for Rigveda. Unfortunately, only the 4 Rigveda Shakas are available now. All the 21 got disappeared. I repeat that statement. Unfortunately, only 4 Rigveda Shakas are available now. The remaining 21 Shakas have got disappeared. Yajurveda, 108 recensions are there, of which I think about 20 are available now. More than 80 got disappeared. So Yajurveda, you have got 2 main shakas, Shukla Yajurveda and Krishna Yajurveda. In Shukla Yajurveda only poems are written, and Krishna Yajurveda only Krishna Yajurveda prose and poems are given. And almost all the Yajurveda text belong to Krishna Yajurveda. Krishna word gives you the message that it is a mixture of prose and poem. Shukla, the word, gives you the message that it is purely poetical. Only 2 Vedas belonging to Yajurveda available in Shukla Yajurveda. That is Shukla Yajurvediya Madhyam Dina Samhita, Shukla Yajurvediya Kanva Samhita. Both these have got 40 chapters. The 40th chapter is Ishavasya Upanishad. So you can see Krishna Yajurveda, nearly 100 recensions are there. Shukla Yajurveda only 2. That is what I could understand. So Rigveda has got 25 recensions. Yajurveda has got 108 recensions. Samaveda, it is said that 1001 recensions are there. Only 10 are available now. 990 recensions got disappeared. Atharva Veda has got 52 recensions. Only 4 or 5 are available now. The most authentic Atharva Veda was received in 1890, composed by an Englishman. It's a British scholar. He compiled everything and other things. and made in the present form, taken from the rishis. So Rigveda 25 shakas, Yajurveda 108 shakas. The 108 shakas of Yajurveda put together is known as Yajurveda Vriksha. Yajurveda Vriksha means the tree of Yajurveda. And Samaveda, more than 1000 shakas. Atharva Veda, 52 shakas are there. Now, I think you got somewhat an idea about the Veda Mantra. We will be giving some more answers for the questions asked so that we will be understanding the Veda Mantra. So, I will chant one mantra and conclude this speech to you. So, try to learn more and more. If you go to Google, you give that Vedas, Rigveda, you can download directly the Veda Mantras. Even you know the meaning or don't know the meaning, nothing is going to happen. It will be having a positive effect. Whenever you are tired, weak or under tension or under worry or problems, try to listen to Veda Mantras. It has got spirituality as well as physical effect in that. It is just like music therapeutic effect, neuro-linguistic and psycholinguistic effects are there. If you chant Veda Mantra, make it sure that the letters and the words are pronounced correctly without mistake, failing which it is bad. So, with these messages, I have taken about 40 questions. Even though I did not repeat them, I did not read the questions, I gave the answer connected to the 40 questions of Vedas. My deep gratitude to each and every one of you. Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage is devoted for learning and teaching Indian heritage in the true spirit of science, philosophy, logic, and rational thinking. Not blindly doing something or following something. It is scientific, logical and rational way of understanding, practicing and teaching Indian heritage. The Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage is pledged for doing that. I request you to go to the website www.iish.org. I request you to go through the web TV, www.iish.tv. I also would like to tell that Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage established in Trivandrum and it has got its center in Trichur, the most cultural capital of Kerala, near Kicheri, as National Heritage Center. I request you to visit National Heritage Center. And we have brought out about 400 CDs and DVDs and VCDs. We have brought out nearly 100 books. None of the CDs and VCDs have got copyright. If you purchase these things, you can take as many copies as possible and distribute to others for learning our Dharma, for preserving our Dharma, for maintaining and uplifting the culture of India. As Swami Vivekananda said, if Christianity vanishes from India, nothing will happen. If Islam vanishes from India, nothing will happen. If Hindu Dharma, Sanatana Dharma vanishes from India, India will become the graveyard of the world. I told this line to you to make it sure that Sanatana Dharma, Indian culture, Indian heritage, being appreciated, accepted, understood, analyzed, and fantastic way of research and developments are going on in Indian heritage. The world is turning to India. At that time, Indian heritage and Indian culture and Indian values should be made available for everyone in the world. So all these messages will be available in Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage as VCDs. It will also be available in the website. It will be available in the YouTube. You can freely download and you can take copy and distribute to others. My deep gratitude to each and every one of you. Thank you very much. My pranams.